very, very close to satisfying engineering and planning with regards to the plan itself. So this. Okay,
perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of council? Okay. Yeah, nobody told Councillor Zwart. She was back in the box. So if I... it's proved she's not snooping. I'll ask you a question. So do you have any problems with the recommendation from the staff in the report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are additional conditions and minor adjustments to the existing conditions. I don't have any issue with the additional conditions at all. I do want to identify that one condition is a little bit impossible to implement, as it's it requires that the new homeowners, the purchasers, provide written correspondence to state that they understand the environmental. Environmental setbacks. Of course, the timing doesn't work for us because we don't have homeowners yet to sign those documents. And as a condition, it's putting the cart before the horse. But we're certainly willing to work with staff to implement that through the subdivision agreement.
But is your understanding they're expecting that before December 2019, that they'd have, like, that might pose a big problem, right? If you haven't put any up for sale.
That is correct, yes.
Don't we need to sort that out now? Like,
definitely, and we will work with staff. I think that the easiest solution.
No, but I understand. I don't want to prove something personally. I don't want to prove something that you can't, like, as you say, is impossible to fulfill, right? So, anyway.
And we will sort this out with staff before it comes to council.
Okay.
Within the next few days.
Okay.
Through you, Mr. Chair, I think it's that we can, if we achieve the intent, then you can clear the condition. So I think it's working on the intent and maybe something we can consider.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Pellerin is really trying to get your attention.
Okay, Mr. Pellerin.
The intent of that was that to have the homeowners acknowledge that the environmental protection areas, and so that would be done through a condition of the purchase and sale that the homeowners sign that and provide that to the municipality.
So that can happen in 2020 or whenever?
Right. It's that the owner is agreeing that this take place.
They don't have to deliver that if they haven't sold any lots.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so that puts us on to 9.1, minutes of the St. Mary's Cement Community Relations Committee, page 16 of your agenda. Anybody want to move receipt? Mayor Foster, seconder. Anybody wish to second that? Councillor Hooper, comments or questions? You got your hands partway up there, Councillor Hooper. So is that a...
Well, if I can.
Okay, Councillor Hooper.
I received... read the report and everything, and I just have some questions in regards to when we're meeting with these people. I see lots of information about stack testing and things like that, and I don't see anything in there in regards to when this association was set up. Why we don't have any information in regards to lakefront and Cedar Crest Beach area? Is that a no-no not to talk about that?
St. Mary's Cement, because they were under litigation from some of the homeowners, did not want to discuss it during the meetings.
Okay, I was not aware of that. So, thank you very much. Thank you.
It was threatened litigation.
Pardon me?
It was threatened litigation.
Okay, thank
you. It wasn't that there was a lawsuit ongoing. It was that they were under the threat of litigation.
Okay. No, I didn't realize that, so not having all the information. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Okay, anybody else? Mayor Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm looking at the top of page, help me out here, page 18. So this is a consultant from Rotec, so I guess he can commit. But the suggestion is that it's possible to correlate results. This is speaking to ambient air monitoring, possible to correlate results from other monitors in the region. And then it says Napanee and Oshawa showed the same trend. Ms. Langmead, I don't know if you can help us out. We had a chat with MOE, whatever they are, parks and something else, who was suggesting that you couldn't, because a lot of these things measure different stuff. But is it possible? And I mean, it's here, it's the consultant, or is this just a nice phrase from the consultant? Because it would be really interesting.
Through the chair, one of the things that the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks has done for Clarington is that they took all of the different ambient air monitoring that was happening in the Clarington area, including what was in Oshawa, and provided an overall report, which I provided to council last fall, I believe. We received it in August. It didn't particularly correlate it to Napanee, but it did give you an overall feeling for what was happening in this area.
So your recommendation to me would be to reread that report. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Anybody else? Councillor Hooper, back to you.
Can I go a second time?
Motion for a second time around. Yeah, seconder, Councillor Jones, all in favor? It's carried.
There was one other question I wanted to ask too. In regards to, I don't know who, I guess maybe Ms. Langmead could answer this question. Every time we sort of get these reports, we see that that St. Mary's transfers credits from the other plant. Is the other plant smaller than what's down here at our lake, you know, offhand, or down at our waterfront?
Through the chair, I am not sure whether the other plant is smaller or larger. It's the plant in St. Mary's, Ontario, that they're talking about. St. Mary's Cement does a report every year to council, which is usually in about June. I would highly recommend that you ask them.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair. That was the other question I had. Thank you.
Okay. I'm taking a lot of mental notes. Okay. Okay, so any other speakers? Call the question, all in favor, and that's carried. So 10.1, motion, perhaps, I don't think we, probably just received for information, yeah. Motion, Mayor Foster, received for information. Seconded by Councillor Jones. Comments or questions to that? All in favor, carried. Oops. The hands are going up as I'm declaring it carried. Okay, suggest that we move 10.2 to the end of the agenda. Councillor Hooper, seconded by Mayor Foster, to alter the agenda. All in favor? Opposed? Nobody opposed? That's carried. So we dealt with 018-19. So PSD-019-19, 12.2. Moved by Councillor Hooper, seconded by Mayor Foster. Comments or questions to that? Seeing none, call the question. All in favor, that's carried. PSD 020-19. Mayor Foster, moving, seconded by Councillor Zwart. Do you have your hand up over there? Yep, seconded by Councillor Zwart. Comments or questions to that? Seeing none, call the question. All in favor, that's carried. We've dealt with 21-19, PSD-022-19, rezoning application by RW Car Investment. Moved by Councillor Hooper, as recommended. Councillor Hooper? Moving as written?
Yes, sir.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Trail. Comments or questions to that report? Seeing none, call the question. Oh, sorry, okay. Councillor Hooper?
I did have a question in regards to it, if I can find where we are. And that was just in regards to the height of the buildings. I guess I would direct that to Mr. Pellerin, please, through the chair. Will we have any sort of a restriction? Because that is a, like we talked about, and you heard a lot of it tonight in regards to character of neighborhoods and stuff like that. So are we going to, will it be in keeping with the neighborhood?
Through the chair, the height of buildings in the interim control bylaw was set at a maximum height of 8 meters. And sorry, I'm just going back, and my recollection is that this one did comply. They are needing a small modification on lot frontage, is my recollection. Just bear with me 1 second, I'll just go to the bylaw. So, yes, so the building height is a maximum of 7 meters, which is typically story and a half at best, and we've also limited, put a restriction on the roof pitch to be a minimum of a 412 to a maximum of 812, and that is more in keeping with that neighborhood as opposed to some of the newer neighborhoods where you're seeing 1012s or 1212 roof pitches and two stories that are closer to 9 to 10 meters in height.
So, and as you are well aware, that's part of the reason that we put the neighborhood character thing in place, so that would be in keeping with the existing neighborhood. So thank you very much. Appreciate the explanation. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Did you have your hand up, Mayor Foster? Okay. Any other comments or questions from council? Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor? And that's carried. So we've got PSD-023-19. Oh, okay, Councillor's work declaring. So Mayor Foster, you have a motion?
Yeah, I'm gonna move the recommendation so we can at least discuss it.
Okay, and seconder on that is Councillor Hooper. Mayor Foster.
Thank you. So, Mr. Seam, we've had a couple of twists with this. Mr. Hoy presents something that, to my mind, is more in fitting with the neighborhood, so these are bungalows. However, I think the first that you've seen is this tonight. We had seen the you supported Mr. Ballahood's recommendation. I'm confused if we lift the interim bylaw, and either one of the proposals in front of you, you would support. Do we know what we're supporting? Is there a way of doing it, saying, look, if Mr. Hoy was looking for, you know, some degree of confidence and, you know, in doing this, is it possible that we lift it and a three-story third option comes forward after we've lifted it? Do you understand?
Through Mr. Chair, I understand what you're saying. I am going to ask Mr. Pellerin to provide an answer on that in terms of the nuances in the bylaw.
So through the chair, the interim control bylaw did provide some exceptions to about five different properties, and it also outlined some provisions to replace the R1 provisions, or which was the zoning in place in most of the interim control bylaw area. This plan that was handed out tonight, unfortunately, it's the first time I've seen it as well. It doesn't really have information on it that I could even assess whether how it complies with the regulations. So there are regulations in the bylaw. We could not, if council provided an exemption, we would have to still follow these regulations the same as we would any other zone regulations. They do limit lot coverage, they limit height, they speak to setbacks, and the roof pitch as well. So there are some regulations there, but I can't unfortunately tell you whether this proposal that you've been given complies or not. The other thing that mentioned is in reviewing the Ballyhood proposal, it was, or it, this property is within the local corridor of Liberty Street, and the local corridor is supposed, is intended to have greater density. The semi-attached units with an apartment and house in each achieve that minimum density. The two singles, strictly speaking, wouldn't. That boundary isn't a hard line. It's there's a measurement back from Liberty Street, so there is a bit of flexibility there. But just part of the rationale from staff's perspective in supporting the Ballyhood proposal was also the consideration of that density.
Mr. Chair, thank you. So as a follow-up, with Mr. Hoy's proposal, we are at least doubling the density, and to my mind, this is far closer to the character of the neighborhood than Mr. Ballyhood's, and who knows how this worked. Right, so how do you trade those off? So this fits in better, but you don't get the density that you want, but you're still getting double the density than that you had, correct?
Through the chair, that is correct. It's currently the property has one single detached dwelling on roughly an 80-foot frontage. This would put Mr. Hoy referred to it as two bungalows. In fact, you know, because they are attached, it's still a semi-detached dwelling, but one story. And it looks like two bedroom, one story, two units, so double the density from today, correct.
All right, given, so, sir, Mr. Seaman, you look like you're ready to, so would your recommendation be, so it's based on, you know, on the lot, would your recommendation be to suspend the interim bylaw for this lot as long as the development fit within your parameters? I mean, we just did that 5 minutes ago.
I think it'd probably be appropriate that staff review this and ensure that it's fitting within, and we could provide a memo to council for part of Monday's meeting. If that makes sense, sorry, through the chair.
So you're suggesting a referral to council. I'll give you that motion. Sorry, Mr. Seaman, now you do have your hand up.
Perhaps another, through you, Mr. Chair, perhaps another, if you received this, and then we get the proposal in from the other gentleman, then we could review that on its own merits and bring that forward to the next committee. And you wouldn't be turning anything down if you received it, so maybe that would be something that you could just do. And then if we got this in, then we would review it and provide a recommendation.
Sir, Mr. Seaman, I don't understand the difference between that and simply referring it to council.
It's according to the clerk, it's the same thing. I was just trying to find a.
Okay, yeah. So I'll give you the referral.
Right.
So, okay. Motion to refer to council?
Yeah.
You have a seconder for that? Councillor Hooper? I thought you were seconding the. Okay, I'll get to you. All right, I'll run the meeting. Okay, so Councillor Hooper, are you seconding the referral? Okay, anybody wish to speak to the referral? Okay, you don't want to go first on that because your motion, right? Okay. Councillor Tripp.
Thank you. I'll support this motion, but I mean, I would have made a different motion, which is simply to grant the exemption. I think that the new proposal is more within keeping with the community, and given the time constraints that we've heard of tonight, I don't see why we need to hear more back, but I will support the motion unless the mover wants to simply take it back and move forward with granting the exemption.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw the referral. We spent a lot of time on this.
So now you're withdrawing that motion?
The referral, yes.
I'll move that it be granted.
Okay, which one though? What? So you're moving, because there's a motion. This is dealing with Mr. Ballard's proposal, so, right? And I understand that he's saying he doesn't have the property under contract, so what is it that you're actually moving then, Councilor Trail?
I believe, through the chair, we're moving an exemption to the interim control bylaw for the 10 Victoria Street property as put forward by Mr. Ken Hoy.
So you're saying no?
Well,
that's what the clerk said. So I'm just repeating what the clerk said. So.
Could I just clarify? So moved by Mayor Foster and seconded by Councillor Hooper, it was my understanding that was as written in the recommendations of the report.
Yes.
So although it doesn't say Ballyhood or Ken Hoy in there, the report throughout it talks about Ballyhood. So it's the implication is that it's the Ballyhood one that you were moving. Then you move to refer, you've withdrawn the refer, so we're back to what's before us is as written regarding the Ballyhood. How do you say it?
Ballyhood.
So I'm going to, Councillor Trail has a suggestion, which I think with a little bit of work will work. I'll withdraw the original motion, so we'll call it the Ballyhood motion.
Okay, so right now there's no motion on the table, right?
So if I may, Councillor Terrell, were you looking at suspending the interim bylaw or granting, pardon me, an exemption to the interim bylaw for a proposal that meets staff's requirements?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Thank you. I'll if you make that motion, I'll second it. Or
okay, so I can do the sure. I'll make that motion, and then we need to see if staff, if that's tight enough for staff. So Mr. Pellerin is about to give up.
Through the chair, we will we'll ensure that no permits issued unless it complies with the regulations that are in place in the interim control bylaw. And what I understand is that you're adding 10 Victoria Street to one of the properties that is exempted from the interim control bylaw.
I think through you, Mr. Chair, what we're saying is if you would have said yes, say yes. And if you would have said no, say no. Right?
Yes.
Okay, any other speakers to this motion? So I don't agree with this approach. If you're going to add this at this point, 10 Victoria Street, why not add anybody's property that comes forth? So the whole purpose of the interim control bylaw was to do a neighborhood character study and then decide what was appropriate. So to me, this is just planning on the fly, which I don't agree with. I'm going to ask for a recorded vote on it. So. The whole point of the initial one with Mr. Ballyhood was he didn't have an application underway when the interim control bylaw went into force. So I don't understand why we would then turn around and grant that for the new application, because clearly he's out of time. But so I have more sympathy for the idea of Mr. Ballyhood and some of the, he had granted an extension at the request of the seller, and then that sort of blew up on him, so unfortunately. But I don't understand why we would grant this, because then anybody that came forth, we should treat the same. So any landowner that said, well, I'll build two bungalows down there, we should then exempt them as well. So thank you.
Could I just have clarification on your wording? Could you just say that again?
I thought it was Councillor Trail's motion, though, was it not?
Oh, no, it's Mayor Foster's motion. I seconded.
Clerk, I apologize. I should have written that in. So help me out.
If I say what I think it is.
Okay, here, you say what you think it is.
That the interim control bylaw be suspended regarding 10 Victoria Street as long as Mr. Hoy's application is to the satisfaction of the Director of Planning? Is that?
Yes.
The gist of what you want?
Yes.
Do you also want to receive the report for information?
That would be a good thing. Madam Clerk, that is why you are so good at what you do.
Okay, so on that motion, yes. Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Councillor's work is declared. Mayor Foster?
Yes.
Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
No.
Councillor Neal?
No.
So that is 4-2.
So that motion is carried. Okay, so last thing, I guess, is kind of a motion to, in accordance with Section 239 sub 2 of the Municipal Act, that the meeting be closed for the a proposed or pending acquisition or disposition of land by the municipality or local board. Mayor Foster, seconded by Councillor Hooper. All in favor?
Sorry, just a question. If we don't have any questions, can we not just receive the report?
Well, what are we moving?
Receiving the staff report. Are we not talking about the acquisition?
Well, I think there's a question that we need to discuss in closed sessions. Seconded by Councillor Hooper. Okay, all in favor? And that's carried. Councillor Jones, all in favor? That's carried. Thank you.